It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome back to Fresh Oil. It's the Friday edition of the program, and we're winding up the week. This week, I've been teaching from my book, Matters of the Heart. One of my favorite subjects is the heart of man. The Bible tells us to guard your heart, for out of it proceed the issues of life. We live out of our heart, friend. It's our thoughts, our feelings, and our emotions. And today's program is entitled Emotional Wounds and Open Doors. Friend, every one of us has been wounded. At one time or another, someone has hurt you deeply. Every one of us carries scars. The question is not whether you've been hurt, it's what happens with that hurt. Because wounds that are not healed can become open doors through the enemy comes into our life and he brings even more pain. The reality of wounds. You know, Isaiah chapter 61 and verse 1 says, "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor." Now listen to this. "He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted." Jesus read that verse in Isaiah on the very first day he announced who he was in the synagogue in Nazareth as he took the scroll and he read from Isaiah 61. The Bible says when he finished reading, he sat down. It doesn't tell us where he sat, but in every synagogue there was a Messiah chair as they long awaited the Messiah to come and proclaim himself. I believe that's where Jesus sat because the Bible says when he sat down, the eyes of everyone was upon him. And then you read on, they took him to the edge of the city to stone him after that. But Jesus announced that he had come to bind up the brokenhearted. Why? Because life wounds us, friend. Words spoken in anger, they cut like knives. Betrayal, it leaves scars upon our heart. And rejection, it plants seeds of insecurity that keep us messed up for years. Abuse, it leaves deep gashes in your soul. Listen, Proverbs 18 and verse 14 says this, "The human spirit can endure in sickness, but a crushed spirit, who can bear?" You see, physical pain can be endured, but a wounded heart can sometimes feel unbearable. You know, a person with a broken arm, they get a cast and everyone can see their injury. But when someone has a broken heart, there's no cast, no sling, no visible marker, yet the pain is just as real, and sometimes it's even deeper. Friend, what wounds are you carrying today? Maybe they're hidden ones that no one else sees, but I've got good news for you today. God sees them, and he sent his son to bind up the brokenhearted. Here's the danger, though. When wounds are not healed, they become open doors. You say, what do you mean, Keith? Well, Ephesians, Paul tells us this in chapter 4, verse 26. He says, "In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you're still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold." You see, unhealed wounds become footholds in our life. And they bring about bitterness, resentment, and unforgiveness. And these cracks in the wall, they give the enemy access into our lives. Imagine today that your house has a broken window and you just leave it unrepaired. The rain comes in, the cold winds blow, even thieves can come in through that broken window. And friend, an unhealed wound in your heart is like that broken window. It allows the enemy into your soul. The thoughts come in your mind. The tears come. The pain comes. Have you ever had a splinter in your finger? Oh, it's so small. But if you leave it untreated, it becomes infected. And that infection spreads. And it's the same thing with an emotional wound. An emotional wound can poison your soul. It can poison your relationships. It can end your marriage. It can destroy your relationship with your children. Friend, where has the enemy found a foothold in your life through unhealed wounds? I believe God sent this program today to encourage you, to take control of those unhealed wounds and bring them to the cross and find healing through Jesus Christ. Let's talk today about some of the wounds that open doors. Rejection. See, rejection whispers to you, you're not wanted. You're not enough. You're not like everybody else. And so then you carry that deep wound of rejection. Maybe it's words someone spoke and it just devastated you. How about abandonment? Abandonment says everyone leaves you sooner or later. Oh, I felt this as a pastor. There have been so many times when someone left and didn't tell me why, and I just felt that wound of abandonment. And if I don't deal with it, friend, it festers and it really hurts my life. How about betrayal? When a friend or a loved one, they betray your confidence or they do something that deeply hurts and betray you. You know, it says to you, you can't trust anyone. And you get to the point where you think, wow, who can I trust? Got to deal with that wound. Abuse. Abuse shouts, you're damaged goods. You know, you're different than everybody else. You brought this on. You did something that caused you to be abused. It's a lie from the devil. And then there's failure. Failure convinces you you'll never get it right. You see, each one of these wounds, if not healed by the Spirit of God, they become fertile ground for lies from the devil. And the enemy loves to plant seeds in the soil of pain. You know, a farmer who neglects his field, he winds up with weeds springing up everywhere. And that's what pain is like. If left unhealed, pain in your heart becomes a field untended, and it's choked with the wounds of fear and shame and bitterness. Those weeds will choke out your life. Think about it today. Which of these wounds have you allowed to define you? I've got news for you today. Jesus is the healer of wounds. He came to heal the brokenhearted. Psalm 147, verse 3 says, He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Friend, you don't have to live forever with an open wound. The healer has come. When you go to a doctor with a deep cut, he doesn't say, ignore it and it'll go away. You know what he does? He cleans it. He disinfects it. And he stitches it closed so it can heal. And it's the same way. Jesus doesn't ignore your wounds. He cleans them. He binds them up. And he brings true healing. And he pours his word over you, friend. In John chapter 4, Jesus met a woman at the well. Oh, one of my favorite stories in the Bible. She'd been rejected by 5 husbands and was now living with a man that was not her husband. She was wounded. She was ashamed. She was an outcast. But one encounter with Jesus Christ healed her heart and opened up her life to purpose. Friend, do you believe today that Jesus can heal your every wound? You see, that woman at the well, she went away that day totally changed because she met the healer of broken hearts. How does God heal emotional wounds? There's a pathway to healing, friend. First of all, you got to admit that you're wounded. Don't hide it. So many times we go in denial, and God can't deal with us when we're in denial. Psalm 62:8 says, pour out your hearts to Him. Do you know God wants to hear your pain? I remember when I struggled deeply with depression. And one day God spoke to me and He said, Keith, I want your heart. And I thought, how do I do that? And God told me to get a journal and begin writing every night and just give my wounds to God. Give Him my pain. Tell Him how I really felt. You know what happened? Within about 6 weeks, my entire life changed because I no longer hid my wounds. I gave it to God. Second thing is forgiveness. You release those who hurt you. Because many times, you're actually hurting yourself more than you're hurting them because you refuse to forgive. Release those who hurt you. Forgiveness doesn't say what they did was okay. It just sets you free when you choose to forgive. And then comes renewal. Let the Word of God replace the lies planted in your pain. You know, friend, our mind is like a computer. With a computer, you have input and output. A computer can only give you what the input it has received. And it's true with our minds. When we begin to input God's Word in our mind, we take out the old and we put in the new. We replace the lies of the enemy with the truth of God's Word. So we start with honesty, admit we're wounded. God, I need you. I've been hurt. Then we forgive. We let go of the pain, what someone else did to us. We renew it by letting the Word of God replace the lies that Satan has spoken. And then here's the last one. Then we surrender. Give your wounds to Jesus. Let go of the hurt and let Him bind you up. You see, unforgiveness, it's like carrying a heavy backpack full of rocks. And every day you drag it with you. But when you forgive, friend, you set the backpack down. And suddenly you're free to walk in peace. Can I ask you a question today? Who do you need to forgive today? What wound do you need to hand over to Jesus? You see, once you're healed, you can live wholeheartedly again. I love Proverbs 17 and verse 22. This is what it says. A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. Friend, you don't have to live crushed. God wants you healed. He wants you overflowing with His joy. You know, an old masterpiece, damaged by fire and smoke, was restored by experts until its beauty shone again. And that's exactly what God does with you. He sees you as a masterpiece, a creation from the Master. And you're damaged because of what's happened to you. But listen, God restores what was scarred until your life begins to reflect His glory. I believe today there's someone listening today and you were abused. Maybe as a child, maybe as a young teenager, maybe as a wife or a spouse. And you've been carrying the weight of that and the unforgiveness for years or decades. Can I encourage you today to let go of it, to give it to God? Friend, emotional wounds are real, but so is the healer. Don't let pain remain an open door for the enemy. Let Jesus bind up your broken heart this very day. Father God, you know every wound of my heart today. You see the rejection, you see the betrayal, you see the abuse, you see the failures. And today I just bring them to you, God. Close any open doors that the enemy has used. I ask you today to bind up our wounds with your love and heal us, God, so we can live freely, so we can love deeply again and serve you wholeheartedly, God. I pray for everyone listening to this program today, God. I ask you to heal our hearts so we can live freely for you. Thank you, friend, for joining me today for Fresh Oil. Walk in grace. He loves you.
What does it really mean to be in Christ? The Bible declares, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. In his new book, In Him, The Mystery of Christ in You, author and pastor Keith Manley takes you on a powerful journey through Scripture to discover your true identity, security, and destiny in Christ. You'll learn how to live free from condemnation, walk in victory, and rest in the promises of God. Not by striving, but by abiding in Him. Whether you're new in the faith or longing for deeper understanding, this book will open your eyes to the life-changing reality of Christ in you.
My new book, In Him, The Mystery of Christ in You, is available now on Amazon.com in paperback, hardcover, or the Kindle ebook. Get your copy today.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.